My name is Kathy Richmond, and I was lucky enough to meet and make friends with Nellie when I came to Stanford in 2004 to be a Mellon Fellow. And it's a tremendous honor to represent the tribe of French instructors in this celebration of Nellie's life. We're a quirky bunch with many different styles and strengths, but any teacher worth her salt aspires to do what Nellie did. Welcome students to a different language and culture, and inspire them to do their very best to master the keys to a new world. Nellie approached teaching the way she approached life overall. She saw the very best in people, and that let us, her students and friends, be our best selves. Nellie was an overwhelmingly positive person. The harshest thing I ever heard her say was, "That's crummy." Or maybe, if pressed, "That's really crummy." Before I came to Stanford, I had heard about Nellie for 10 years. Madame Lemur this and Madame Lemur that. A close friend in graduate school had studied French with Nellie here and remembered her as one of the very best at Stanford. Her memories of Nellie's class reveal a lot. The first had to do with my friend wanting to say she had a sore throat in French. Only in language teaching is circumlocution considered a positive thing. If we teach well, our students feel confident and playful enough to get their idea across. So in Nellie's typically lively, relaxed class, my friend got around her vocabulary problem by saying her throat looked like the flag of Japan. That is success for a French instructor. The second story involves what was perhaps Nellie's most remarkable gift, her ability to connect with all sorts of people and bring together people who might never have met. This talent carried over into the classroom, too. My friend recalls Nellie giving her and a young man in the class a special assignment to see a film together. Off they went, obedient students, and there was Nellie at the movie, sitting three rows behind them, making sure that all went well, then politely waving goodnight at the end. They completed the special assignment and indeed wound up dating for a few years. 20 years later, she was still in touch with both of them. With stories like these, I just had to meet this Madame Lemur. Nellie immediately welcomed me into her sparkling world of humor and warmth. And thanks to her, I met Catherine Strakota, who really should be speaking here instead of me, but who is teaching in Berlin this quarter, and who is a very good friend of Nellie's. Nellie wove a rich, dense fabric among students and friends and colleagues and strangers, though no one stayed a stranger very long. Even in her hospice room, which felt more like a salon, Nellie was still bringing people together and introducing friends. With her enormous heart, Nellie taught by example, in class and out. The greatest professional compliment I've ever been paid was that my teaching style resembled Nellie's, and that maybe one day I would be as successful and beloved a teacher as her. When I teach, I weave people together too, expanding the community Nellie created. The fabric she began continues in us, and we're here together to remember her work and to say thanks.